We aren't back on yet.
Hey, we're back on.
Yeah, we back in session. Hey, Bill, this is David Akers with the Taney County BOE. I appreciate you taking our call early. I know you were scheduled for this afternoon. Do you have just a minute?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. Bill, is this the only property you and Linda own in Taney County?
Yes.
Okay. And you periodically use it or put it in a nightly rental program?
We do.
Okay. Bill, I don't know if you know what we've been doing in the past, but typically on the first one, we give a break and we do 25% commercial, 75% residential. If you get any other properties in Taney County that you put into a nightly rental program, then those would be 100% commercial. But as to the, if this is your only one and this is your first one, we give a mixed-use classification. Knowing that, do you have any questions or comments?
Well, what about... So you've been doing this a couple of years. What about last year?
We did.
Last year it was counted as 100% commercial.
I don't, unless you appealed it last year, we're a citizen board. We can only deal with what's in front of us. I don't know that we have any, if you didn't appeal it last year, I don't know that we have any ability to do anything about that.
Okay.
Is that true, Stephanie? I mean, I don't know of any.
If they didn't appeal it.
Yeah, I don't think we have any basis to do that. So, but we can certainly help you with respect to this year. If
okay.
All right.
My understanding is it's going to come in front of the Missouri legislature next year.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome because we're just down here trying to do the best we can. We made this decision about 4 years ago because Branson, Taney County has probably more nightly rentals than anybody in the state. And we made a decision based on with the parameters of what I just indicated to you, and we have no decision out of the legislature at this point. Yes, ma'am.
You did tell them it failed right now, though. This year it didn't work.
There was one in committee that never got out of committee. Is that my understanding from you, Susan, is that they had somebody who wanted to classify, they introduced a bill to classify all nightly rental as residential, and it never got out of committee, so it never got even voted on. So, and then there's of course other people who think that it should be classified as 100% commercial for any property put in there. So, that's kind of the you've got two extremes on this argument.
Right. So did I understand correctly that this was your decision 4 years ago?
Correct. I believe it was
25-75.
I believe it was 4 years ago that we made that decision. But the assessor, when they sent them out, they have a different viewpoint on it. We're just an appeals board as to nightly rental property. Plus, the assessor doesn't necessarily know how many properties a person has at any given time. So they may send out an assessment notice and then let you appeal, and we will make a decision on it. But had we had an appeal in front of us last year, we certainly would have made that same decision. So here's what I would do. Here's what I would suggest. I'm going to make a motion to classify your BOE number 39 as 25% commercial, 75% residential mixed use. And given that we don't have any control over last year's 2024, if that's part of the appeal, I have to deny that because I don't think we have any jurisdiction to hear it.
Yeah. Okay. But it's unfortunate that obviously I was treated differently than other people who knew what was going on. That's unfortunate.
Well, there's a fair amount of people that have expressed the same. There's a second on the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Classification's changed. 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Okay. One other question while I have you, and I know you're busy.
Okay.
So I've never received my postcard. We've owned the property for coming up on 10 years now. And I was just wondering if there was a way to make that happen.
Okay. That's 61228 Oxford Road. Is that the address?
That's correct.
Okay. Yeah. And it doesn't say
Is the city spelled
okay.
right?
Is do you guys have a proper address for them? Does the assessor's office have that address?
I can read it off if that's what you want.
Well, is it the one I just indicated?
That one, but the city name is a weird spelling, and then the state, is it Iowa, and then 50022?
Is it? Okay. All right, well, here's what I'm going to suggest that you do. Call into the assessor's office and just make sure that they've got your correct address. And that way, I don't want to talk. We're live on the internet, so I'm not wanting to give a lot more specifics on it, if, you know, for your benefit, if that's okay.
Sure.
Okay.
All right. Well, I appreciate the changeover. It should.
Yes, you should get a decision in the next couple of days, and if you have any issue, just call back in. But you'll get that out in the mail. They'll get that on the mail in the next day or two. Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
I don't know.
All right. Are we ready to go on to BOE 21, 22, and 378?
And that's why over here, some of those are three.
Yes?
Yes, sir.
Got the one.
Interesting.
Silverman.
Yes.
We'll find out why that's different, because they should all be the same neighborhood, shouldn't they? Okay. Well, we'll deal with that later. Okay. I got it.
It was the same, but this was the only difference.
That's good to know. I'll get hold of Kyle and see what can be done.
Hello.
Jeff, David Akers, Taney County BOE.
Yeah, hi. How's it going?
Good. I appreciate you taking us up early, and glad you called back in. See if I can shorten this a little bit. You've got three properties, it looks like, on the BOE docket, and they're used in a nightly rental program.
Yeah, part time. That's correct.
Okay. To be consistent with what we've done in the past, what we do on these, and you may already know this, we classify the if you own multiple properties. We let you pick which property you want to use for the first mixed-use classification, and then these any other properties that you have besides that one are going to be classified as 100% commercial. And in this particular case, this particular case, it's BOE 21, which is the parcel number ends in 019, appears to be the greatest appraised value. We assumed that that would be the one that you were wanting to apply for the mixed use.
That is correct, that one. But I did have a few other
comments. Sure, go ahead.
Besides that, you know, obviously classification is one thing, which I know you've heard arguments today from other owners about maybe that's not a fairly distributed issue with how things are classified. But I also had a comment of, or a question actually from you guys. What constitutes a long-term rental versus a short-term rental? Is there a length of stay?
I think the statute generally consider like 30 days. In other words, if you're 30 days, then you're a month-to-month, you know, that's a month-to-month rental for somebody. But I believe that is kind of what they, kind of the benchmark that's been used. As to whether it's been defined, I've read so much.
The reason I ask, and this is not for today, but maybe for the next hearing that we do, I plan on potentially changing my business model to make it month to month, and so I wanted to make sure that it just be consistent. If I have monthly leases, then
that has
not be tagged for this next year.
That is correct. I mean, if you know, just because you have these current classifications, just make sure, and if you change over to a long-term rental, which is, you know, 30 days or more, just make sure and tell the assessor's office so that they do it. And I think that there's so much competition in your market right now for nightly rental that we're going to see more and more of that happen. So
that's the first thing I was going to. I just wanted to get the clarification. Thank you for that. I agree with you about the number 19. I think the .19 is the one that was the greatest value. also known as 370 Bullside Pass, I believe, or Rocky Shores 19.
Rocky Shores 19, correct.
Yeah, that's the one. And then the other one that I did have a big question about was the valuation of, I think it was Branson Cove 14.
I'm sorry, that would be BOE number 22. Okay.
I don't have any trouble.
On our sheet here, we have a appraised value of $374,260.
Yeah, and so where I was going with that was, and I think you guys had to incrementally go up from last year, and I just don't see it in the market on why anything would be valued higher than last year when, in fact, there's been a lot of stale real estate inventory. And things have actually gone down in value, and things have sold basically for less than what they were paid for. And so that's why I was just asking about that, because it seems like that, there, like you said, it's an oversaturation, and I don't see why the valuation would have even gone up at all.
Well, the assessor is tasked with, and the state is coming down pretty hard on multiple counties right now, to get the properties to true value. Now, I'm not sure whether Taney County is true value, but I mean, I guess the question is, if you're going to fight on the valuation number, we need something in front of us to help us. You know, we need comparables, we need, you know, broker price opinion, we need, you know, an appraisal, something that would help us understand. I mean, and if you know, I guess a basic question that I, you know, some people might ask is, would you sell it for the appraised value, or do you believe that it's worth more? If it's under the appraised, if it's under the value that you believe it is, then it's really difficult for us to then drop that. But we're trying to be consistent across the board as to how they value those,
okay,
how they value those properties. So, under those circumstances, do you have anything else you want us to consider on the value on BOE 22?
I mean, basically, the only thing I have is the last appraised value that I have. Which was basically 365, but it was not within the last 6 months, so I don't know if that's something that's accepted.
I mean, that might be relevant to the board if you wanted to present it.
All right.
I mean,
it is.
But what's your thought for that area? Do you think he's under value?
I actually feel like it has gone down in value since that appraisal, just based on saturation of new inventory.
We have a realtor on the board I was asking her thought process on.
I would have to run a market analysis.
Sure. Well, I mean, you certainly have that right for us to look at the valuation if you've appealed that issue, but we would probably have to table it on that issue for today on that particular one if you wanted to continue to appeal the valuation on it.
Yeah, it's just hard to prove the negative, unfortunately. Old valuation doesn't really reflect current market conditions.
The appraised value on our sheet is $374,260. So I guess it's up to you whether you want to continue to appeal that issue. We're happy to listen. That's our job. So.
All right. Well, I mean, I think at this time I'm just going to stand pat.
Okay.
I'll take the reclassification on the one we talked about.
All right.
And obviously, with the board to rethink that, you know, 100% residency thing for residential, I think there's more people out there that are doing half split, things of that nature for additional property for family. Myself, I use the other property. Families do stay there. I'm not renting it out all the time, so it isn't 100% commercial, even though when you have an extended family, I think you need more than one location.
All right. Well, I mean, Jeff, we kind of took that into account when we made our decision because we let you have a 25% commercial on the first property. So if you have nights that family and friends and extended family all stay in the properties, you know, whether you own 2 or 10, we're going to assume that probably those nights that add up that they've stayed in it probably still don't exceed 75% on one of the properties is kind of how we look at it. But that was kind of the reason of the decision. I mean, kind of giving you perspective. But I would make a motion on BOE number 21 that we change the classification to 25% commercial, 75% residential mixed use.